Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, good morning.
Happy Daylight Savings Time. Saving.
Daylight Savings Time is today?
It's Sunday, right?
I spring backwards.
No, you spring forward.
Spring forward?
Forward! Forward! Forward!
I lose an hour.
An hour?
An hour? We don't have an hour.
Well, we should get this show on the road.
Now set your clock, cause
it's showtime.
Yeah, before you go to bed tomorrow night, be sure to spring that clock forward.
I don't have a problem adjusting. Do you, Dale?
No, I don't. I never have had an issue with it.
When I worked third shift, it was the worst, especially when it's like you fall back. So I'd work like third shift at the retirement facility by myself. And I'd be like, oh, 1 hour closer. And then boom. I'm like, no.
It's 2 o'clock.
God,
yeah. It's back.
Yeah. Except for when you're off and you're at the bar. That's the best part.
I guess.
Did they say open 1 hour longer?
They do.
That weekend, set your clocks forward 1 hour tomorrow night before you go to bed. And it's daylight saving time.
Yeah, not savings.
People say saving.
Drives me nuts.
Saving time.
Yeah.
All right, finally Friday. The weekend is here, and I've decided that we're going to do a little weekend blast off early this morning. We're going to do it before 6:15.
That's early.
Because that's how I feel. It's finally Friday. The weekend is here.
Yeah.
Got a special weekend coming up. Got rodeo tickets all weekend long. Do we have one more day of Morris or Norris
today? Yeah, today we have Morris Norris.
All right, we're going to do that again, too. Kane Brown starts us off today. It's Good As You on The Wolf. Wake up with The Wolf Show. Dale O'Brien here. Across the desk is Annie and Chase. Good morning.
Good morning.
Howdy.
This is a weekend where we set our clocks ahead 1 hour. We spring forward tomorrow into daylight saving time.
You know why we do that?
Why do we do that?
Is this a law?
Okay.
Something about farmers.
But we do this every year, but we also should do other things. It's a good time to go, oh, that reminds me I should, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So here's some of the things that you could do. And I know you've heard this before. Change the batteries in your smoke alarm.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead and do that. It doesn't take but just a couple minutes. Go ahead and put some fresh batteries in there and have those things ready. Could save your life. I've heard stories of so many people who are awoken by a smoke alarm. And it saved them.
Yeah.
So please, whatever you do, go ahead and replace those.
And carbon monoxide, dioxide, whatever.
If you have those, these carbon monoxide detectors, yeah. Restock your emergency kit. Now, I know I'm a little bit funny about that. I do that.
Well, there's nothing wrong with being prepared.
First, don't ever rob your emergency kit and then not replace what you need.
Amen.
If you need to use something, use it. That's what it's there for. But don't not replace it, because what's going to happen? You're going to go to it and you're going to go, why did I not replace that after I robbed that 6 months ago to do the thing that I did? No.
Yeah.
So restock your emergency kit. You should already have one, by the way, if you don't have something handy.
That's what happened, Dale. You got me a little backup box. You know, it wasn't your full-scale backup bag.
Right.
But I accidentally robbed, Speaking of Q-tip, and that totally messed me up.
I am hurt that I'm, the only person who has not received one of these special little backup boxes.
It was only, I gave them to the people that were on the show, and you weren't on the show at the time. Nobody else in the building, except people who are on the show or had something to do with the show, got one. And I will get you one because it's I've been making these things for years, and then I'll just, and everybody who gets them are like, wow, you know, it's like, okay. And then you find out how many times you go to it.
I like being prepared, and yeah. I want you to prepare yeah. me for
I got,
me.
I got a Q-tip out of there, and then the other day I was like, oh, man, I could have really used one. It's gone.
Yeah. And how long does it take to replace that, man?
Five seconds.
Yeah, do it. Just restock whatever emergency kit.
You put yourself in this hole, Chase. You ask these questions, you complain about these things, and you know your own answer.
And when you check your emergency kit, be sure to go ahead and replace anything that's out of date. Check the dates on it. Mm-hmm. If it's anything out of date, go ahead and replace that. Clean out the fridge, pantry, medicine cabinet, get rid of old stuff, you know.
Or I'll do it for you for $50.
Okay, she'll do it
for you. I love organizing fridges and cleaning them out.
Well, here's the thing, it's spring cleaning. Might as well go ahead and do it.
Yeah.
The whole thing.
And flip your mattress if you have the type of mattress that's like that. Some mattresses should be flipped twice a year to avoid the irregular wear that happens. And it's easy to remember it if you do it the same weekends. You change your clocks.
Yeah, we got to rotate ours.
This is why I really hate the pillow top mattresses.
Just can't flip them.
No flipping.
I can't do that to mine.
We just kind of like rotate, change sides, so I get the more dented inside thanks to my husband.
I got the one that, you know, tilts and stuff, so I can't do that either.
Oh, still my pain.
6:37. Wake up with the Wolf Show, 6:52. That makes it good news story time.
So, have you guys ever wanted to go to jail, even if it was just for fun, just to check it out, see what the experience was like?
I did the
March of Dimes and jail and bail once. That's close enough.
Close enough. Did you get to dress out and fingerprint and all that good stuff?
No, I wasn't fingerprinted. Alan Jeffries was with the Sheriff's Department at the time. I was working here in this very, very town back in the late 80s. And I was whisked away in a police car. It's one of these things where you raise money, you know.
Your bail
money raises money, so yeah.
Well, this lady is from North Carolina, right near Roxboro, and her name is Ruth, and she is just turning 100 years old. And she's always wanted to become a jailbird, but she's lived a pretty good and quiet life. Mm-hmm. And she's now in a retirement facility near Roxboro. And the other day, while she was celebrating, she was sitting there eating lunch with all her friends in the dining hall, and in walks four of the sheriffs there from the Persons County Sheriff's Department. Anyways, it was four deputies, and they walk in, and they're all in on the gag, and Ruth's in on the gag, too, and nobody else at the assisted living is. And they walk in, and they say, "Are you Miss Bryant?" And she says, "It all depends on what you want." I mean, it was so good. And they said, "Well, we're charging you with indecent exposure." And she's like, and like she throws a little hand over her mouth. It's so funny. And so, you know, they haul her off in cuffs. I mean, that you literally see them. Like, there's a whole video putting her in the cuffs. And she's not going without a fight, though. They put her in the front seat of the car and she kicks. And the deputy said, "Don't kick me. I've got a bad knee." She said, "Well, I got two bad knees." And so her daughter was looking just off to the side. She was like, "Oh my God, what did my mama do? What is going on? What the hell?" I know she's 100 years old, but I didn't know they'd be going this far with it. Come on now, indecent exposure. Anyway, she was stripped of all her jewelry and given her one phone call before she got to spend a few minutes behind bars. They actually ended up hooking her up with her with a complimentary orange Persons County Jail.
Now you gotta have that
shirt. Yeah.
I would walk around town with that on and see what people do.
Y'all, it's so funny. She got a mug shot too, and she just cheesed. Like, no teeth, but it was like,
yep.
Yeah. And it was so cute. Just full on grin. And there's a video of her, and she's going, "I'm in the jailhouse now."
Post that up. I want to watch
it. She's doing her little feet dance, and she's just so excited. So I think they really made it for her birthday. The best part of this whole thing, though, is when she gets back to the retirement facility, she left the patrol car and she told the officers their next assignment. She said, "The people who make these low damn seats in all these cars, you ought to arrest every one of them."
Yeah, they got their job.
Don't like sitting that low to the ground.
No, not at all.
She is a spitfire and I love her.
All right. You know, you also did a little thing there when you said they hooked her up. That's the slang the cops say for putting cuffs on. Hook them up. See,
oh, look, I'm punning. I don't even know.
You're killing it this morning, huh? 6:55.
Daryl knows everything.
93.1 The Wolf. Who's this?
This is Daryl.
Daryl, how you doing, man?
I'm good.
Well, we're gonna play Daryl Knows Everything. If you want to hang out with us and help me try to prove Dale wrong,
let's do it.
Okay, I'm gonna ask him a question. He's either gonna know the answer or he's gonna completely make it up, and it's up for you to decide whether he knows everything or he's wrong. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Today is National Oreo Cookie Day, and in honor of that, here's our question. Every Oreo cookie contains 12 flowers, 12 dashes, and 12 dots. But how many ridges does it have in its design? Now, Dale, before you answer, I have a blown-up photo of an Oreo cookie, just to give you a brief look. No counting, but you can see the flowers and the dots there. It's talking about the outer ridges, okay?
Right, I see
right.
those.
So how many ridges does it have?
97.
Daryl, does Dale know everything, or is he wrong?
I believe he's wrong.
Yes, he is wrong.
I know that.
But you were so close. You had me scared, Dale. Each Oreo contains 90 ridges.
What's the reasoning?
It was close.
There is no reasoning that I know of. I can do further research for you.
Okay, good.
If I was a teacher, I'd give myself half credit on that.
Yeah. Congratulations, Daryl. Yay! You helped me prove the know-it-all wrong again. I love it. Hang on tight.
Dale doesn't know everything.
This is the Wake Up with a Wolf Show.
93.1 The Wolf.
All right, five things are coming up here in a couple minutes, but first we got to do this Oreo thing. Let's find out what flavor Oreo you should be. Here we go. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Good, good. All right. Well, we're going to figure out what flavor Oreo you are. What's your name?
My name's Michael Morrison.
All right, Michael. How old are you?
I'm 11 years old. I'm 12 now.
Okay, almost 12. All right. Well, do you like Oreos?
Yeah, I love Oreos.
Yeah, who doesn't, right? So we're going to figure out what kind of what flavor Oreo you are, just asking you a few questions. Andy, go ahead and let's go ahead and do this with him.
All right, Michael, which of these is your dream vacation? You want to go to Orlando so you can go to the theme parks? You want to see New York or London? That's a big city. You'd like to go to, like, Italy and shop? Mexico, so you can go to the beach and have good food, or go to a cruise so you can go to a couple places.
The Disney cruise.
Okay.
Okay, Disney cruise. He's very specific.
All right,
very.
Question two. Which of these is your favorite drink? Do you like Coke? Do you like Pepsi? Do you like orange juice, or do you like milk?
I like milk.
Milk.
Chocolate.
All right.
Again, ooh, nice. Specific. Yeah,
yeah, you know your stuff.
Good move, Michael.
Which of these is your favorite movie? All right, and I don't know if you'll know some of these, but we'll try. The Sound of Music, Legally Blonde, Snow White, Coco. Any of those?
My favorite would have to be Coco.
Coco is good. I'm glad you like it.
Very sad.
It is, but it's so good too. Okay, how would your friends describe you? You're sophisticated? It depends on who you ask. You're engaging and fun? You're cool and stylish? Or you're vivacious?
Depends on who you ask.
I like that a lot.
Good answer, Michael.
Michael, last question here. Which of these is your favorite way to work out, okay? Get physical, basically. Skateboarding, surfing, or snowboarding? Team sports? Dancing? Something like lifting weights or doing cardio? Or hiking?
Mine would have to be hiking with my sister.
Oh, I love it.
Nice, beautiful.
All right, drum roll.
I miss my sister, though.
Where is your sister?
She just left for boot camp for the United States Navy.
Wow. Nice. Good for her.
All right. I am.
She's figuring out what Oreo flavor
you are
right now.
Results now. All right. Let's see.
What do you think you're going to be? What kind of Oreo? Are you going to be a classic? Are you going to be a vanilla? What are you going to be?
Classic.
You think you're going to be a classic Oreo?
The answer is, you're the What's Your Stuff variety pack. You're a classic, but with a twist. You're dependable and get along with everyone because you're able to match their pace while still being true to yourself.
Oh, okay.
Listen to you, Michael. You go, boy.
Yay!
Yay! So sweet.
All right, Michael. Hang on the line. Let's give him a t-shirt or
something.
Right, hang on. Nice job, Michael.
My
nice
whole
job.
Heart, you guys.
All right, it's 8:22. Coming up next, five things.
And for Friday, that can only mean one thing. Five fun facts for Friday. That is next.
All right, hang on. But first, turn it up for Chris Cagle.
I heard the door slam.
And now it's time for...
Things you need to know.
And for Friday, we do five fun facts for Friday to kick off your weekend. Let's start out strong. Only three mammals go through menopause.
Really?
Those are orcas, humans, and pilot whales.
I feel the pain for the pilot whales and the orcas.
I bet you do. Guys can't relate to any of that stuff.
I still can't relate to it, but one day, I'm sure.
One day.
Yo, I can't relate to what you go through when you're young.
Yeah,
having
it all sucks.
Coming around once a month, I would not want that.
That and baby having and everything else, it just sucks.
If men were having babies, there wouldn't be any more babies. We wouldn't do it.
It would not be.
Nope. Since 1952, every presidential candidate who has won Vigo County in western Indiana has won the election. It's the longest streak of any county.
How about that? Did they hold a Democratic primary there?
Good question. I don't know. I didn't get a chance to look. That would be a good idea to figure that out.
It's not really a burning question for me right now.
Burning.
Did you hear about this? Journey never had a number one hit. Their closest was Open Arms, which made it to number two in February of 1982.
Repeat the front of that again.
Journey never had a number one hit. Did you know that, Dale?
Yes, now that you mentioned it, I did. It's not something I think about, but...
Dale knows everything.
Your head is full of these kinds of facts, these weird things. Like, you think of Journey, as big a group as they are.
Yeah.
They're embroiled in a big thing right now. They fired two of their guys for staging a coup to steal the band's name.
Ooh.
They were trying to stage a coup?
Yeah, it's a big deal.
They were going to take it on a journey.
Whoa.
Next.
You get it. They're stealing the name.
I get it.
Get it.
Victoria's Secret was based out of Columbus, Ohio in the 80s, but used a fake London address on their catalogs to look more luxurious.
Wait.
You know what Victoria's Secret is, don't you?
What?
She's a hooker.
That's right. Victoria's secret is that she's a man.
Okay, yeah. It's a man that's coming up with all that stuff, right?
I know.
Just a small town girl.
Yeah. And last but not least, here's your last fun fact for the day. The legal drinking age in England is 5 years old.
What?
As long as the kid is drinking alcohol at home.
Turn up. That's my childhood right there. Could have a beer. We were home parents.
PBR.
Wow. 5 years old.
Don't stop believing, man. Am I right?
What if they've got little fraternities and stuff that a five-year-old can get in? Little frat parties.
Chug.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.